Hello, Rosemarie Swanson here. This has been recorded and copyrighted by Keys to Transformation. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Reverent feelings is an interesting phrase. It's one that puts you in the mindset of having a specific attitude towards everyone, everything, every place in your life. Very powerful attitude to be in reverence into whatever is happening, whether it's extending love to another fellow human or child or another adult or a situation where someone's yelling at you. And to see that reverence within whatever it is that's going on. We think of the energy we're working with here today simply as resurrection. But it's also the flame of restoration. And those are two words that kind of encompass each other, but they're very separate, very individual. Resurrection, I always think of the tomb of Christ and the rolling back of the stone and Him living again. Restoration has a very different connotation for me. To restore something, to bring it back to life. But it's interesting how our humanness puts it in a totally different context than resurrection, which is usually typically used as a very sacred word, a spiritual word, whereas restoration maybe not so much. There's three different areas of resurrection and restoration that the Masters would like us to look at today, and it's love, compassion, and justice. The key thought that the Masters would like to give everyone is the restoration into the awareness of the purity of these energies, love, compassion, and justice. The restoration of the purity, not energies and labels that we've put on top of those words. It's a big difference. They wanted to start first with the word justice. We have been so taught to seek out justice in our lives. We've been so taught that things are right or wrong, or they have to, if they're not right, then justice has to be received. And that's the mindset, the belief, the philosophy of this society. And the message from the Masters today is that that is not so. It is not the truth. It is the polarity that we live in, but the awareness is to lift up from that polarity into the purity of justice. And when you move into the purity of justice, then you know that a plan was written and it's simply unfolding as it's meant to unfold. And if you understand that, then you realize that our label and definitions of the word justice are false. It is there already. There is no need for us to seek it out. And they acknowledge the fact that where we're at in a lot of different areas of our life is can be very difficult to find a balance in. I mean, we have work situations that are difficult. We have people going through divorces. We have people that are struggling with jobs or spouses or are moving into finding out the truth of who they are. And it's very easy to go into that almost knee-jerk reflection of putting your fist up and wanting justice, especially if you go into the political realms. And they're really asking that we be aware and mindful of not going into those polarity thought processes over justice. I remember many weeks ago, Lady Portia came to me and said, "Seek not justice, my dear." That is my division of wisdom. I will take care of those things for you. You do not have to look for them or ask for them. It is done. Your will, your solar plex energy, is aligned with the will of the divinity. You're in alignment with your plan that has been written for you. And therefore, justice is served. Someone told me many, many years ago, probably 30 years ago, something that really angered me when I first heard it because I didn't understand it. And after over 30 years of studying and working and doing my own work, I do understand it now. And it was during the course of someone asking me about my childhood and the way I was raised, and I was telling the story of that. And they paused and looked at me at the end of the story, and they said, "You know, your parents had to love you tremendously to have agreed to come into this lifetime and hurt you to the extreme that they have." That upset me. That made me very angry because I couldn't understand how there was any truth to that. But I do understand it now, because if I'd not gone through what I went through as a child, I wouldn't be who I am today. And think about that and the different areas, because we're all going through some level of hardship in our life, some way, shape, or form. When you're walking through the storm, it's hard to see it. But allow yourself to look on past situations, how they might have seemed to be negative, but months after the fact, you see the positive things that have come out of it. Hold those situations in mind as you walk through the shadows right now, because the shadows can be very dark. They can be very frightening and fearful, and it's not necessary. When you come through the mindset that justice is being served, I may not understand it in this moment, but I know it's being served. If I go through this moment in time with that attitude, I let go of the struggle. I let go of the resistance. And I let go of the need to fight. And more importantly, I let go of the need to be hurt by someone or something else. Makes sense, doesn't it? And when you let go of that struggle and that need to be hurt by someone, then you can be in the middle of the storm. And in the eye, you create the eye of the hurricane, where it's perfect calmness and peace, no matter what the storm is around you. But you have to move into acceptance that there's justice in the moment, no matter what the lower mind might think. The higher mind knows better. So think about that. It is truly the plan working out as it's meant to. No matter what gets thrown at you, what someone says or does, if you're in that place of calmness, you know, "And thus I stand." Standing thus, I may be walking the path of humans, but I follow the path of God. give up the struggle, move into aligning with justice being already there. When you do that, it moves you into a sense of extreme compassion for yourself first. When you move into this compassion for yourself, it gives you a greater sense of courage, because you know you don't walk alone. You know that your higher presence is always with you. The divinity is always with you. The key is to begin to open your awareness up so that you can begin to experience it and feel it on deeper and deeper levels. It's easy to get caught in the sand trap of aloneness. And in reality, that too is not true. You're never alone, ever. Ask that the resurrection and restoration of your awareness of your essence presence within you. It will serve you well if you choose to do that. As you begin to move into the feeling of compassion for yourself, then you will find truly it's easier to move into compassion of others or compassion for situations. Because when you're in compassion, it moves you into love, loving. So can you see how these three truly work hand in hand with each other? One allows the opening and the strengthening of the next, and they build upon each other. Love is Mary Magdalene, Lady Nada, known by many names, compassion, Kuan Yin, and justice, Lady Portia. You may call on them if you like to ask their assistance in whichever area you may be feeling the need for help or assistance. And if you can't remember their names, that's okay too. Just ask. When you come from a place of what I like to call divine surrender and ask, they will be there for you. And we often think of surrender as giving up, and that's often equated with defeat. And that's not what this is about. This is surrender in your awareness that you're not alone, that there is a greater being that walks with you. Whether you're talking about your essence or the Creator, it doesn't matter. But it's the surrendering into the even if you're just willing to be willing to surrender into it, it's a step. Move into as deeply as possible your willingness to surrender and ask for assistance so that you will find greater ease and find that you begin to live your life through divine wisdom instead of the lower emotions. Although that comes with a warning, if you have emotions, don't stuff them. Allow them to wash over you and through you and let them go. For as long as we're in a third dimensional body, they're going to be present. So if you deny them, nothing's funnier than to have someone say, "Oh, I'm too spiritual to feel that." Because it just means they're probably stuffing that anger or whatever the negative emotion is. If you don't deal with it in the moment, it will always come back and kick you in the butt when you least want it or need it to. So experience it. Let it go. Don't judge it. Be with it in the moment and then just breathe it out and release it. And then call in the love and the compassion to take its place. This is about awareness of the potentiality of your truth of who you are. As we move through this month, the divine potentiality of you, your I am essence, presence, learning to be and live your life through that divinity versus the struggle and the chaos. You have serenity. No matter what's going on, no matter what presents itself, there can be a sense of ease and grace, and calmness and peace. So we're each being invited to create an eye in the center of the hurricane of the changes in our lives. To create that calmness, no matter what. To remember that. And every time you move into these deeper awarenesses, that you get access to a layer deeper and deeper each time. It's the words that I hear is that you will receive such sweetness in your life if you're willing to do this. If you're willing to go into the depths of understanding of the plan and the justice that's in your life so that you can move into the compassion, thereby moving into the loving on a divine level instead of a human level, which I believe we're all striving for. Thank you for listening to this excerpt of what took place in February during our chatting with the masters from the Akashic Records. If you have any questions that you might like to ask me concerning this recording, please feel free to contact me, rosemarie@rosemarieswanson.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Bye.